Well, as the Disability Royal Commission begins its new round of hearings, the first major report into autism and Indigenous Australians has found a disturbing lack of support and services. The report by Macquarie University found that many families feel isolated and uncertain about their children's futures. Annie Guest has more.
Okay, we'll try and do a ready, set.
This is Mikala Sedgwick and her son Felix, who has autism.
Hey, ready, set. Yeah, good talking, buddy. That was Felix saying go. His speech is coming along very slowly, but something that we're working on with his therapies.
Felix is 6 years old and his language is described as pre-verbal, and he also has hearing loss. He's in grade one in a learning support unit at a mainstream school in Canberra. Mikala Sedgwick is an Indigenous woman who works in Aboriginal health research, but still she found it difficult to navigate services.
Look, it's been really difficult, particularly around accessing the NDIS. That can be a very, very difficult process. You know, there's long waiting lists to get supports like speech and OT.
You're an Indigenous woman. Do you think that your experience helping your son with autism is any different to non-Indigenous Australians?
Look, I think we all face the same complications, but within our communities, we kind of don't speak about disability as much, and it can be quite a lonely road, particularly when dealing with a new diagnosis, and often a lot of the services aren't like culturally safe. For some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families, it's going to be really confronting having to go through these processes.
Some of Mikala Sedgwick's experiences have been reflected back to the researcher as she helped interview Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families for a Macquarie University research study. She's a co-author on the report, Into the Experiences of Indigenous People with Autism. The lead author is Liz Pelicano, Professor of Educational Studies at Macquarie University.
So we ended up interviewing 12 families, 11 of whom were mothers and one grandmother.
And these were all women who had autistic children in their families. What did they tell the researchers?
So often, you know, lots being on waiting lists to get a diagnosis. They also told us about how they basically received no support after having received a diagnosis.
She says non-Indigenous people travel a similarly difficult path, but being Aboriginal poses particular cultural challenges.
They have such a rich culture that is not necessarily being, they're not accessing services that, you know, take that culture into account. And I think that makes it doubly difficult.
The report is being launched in Sydney tonight by Indigenous politician Linda Burney. The First Peoples Disability Network will be represented at the launch. Deputy Chief Executive June Reimer hopes the report raises awareness among Indigenous people about their right to services and also their rights when things go wrong.
Tonight is about, you know, acknowledging, you know, autism in, you know, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander cultural setting. And then the Royal Commission is, you know, for those that may have experienced, you know, neglect or abuse in institutional settings.
That's June Reimer from the First Peoples Disability Network. That report from Annie Guest.